It's 12 o'clock, Newfoundland Standard Time. Stay tuned for The Great Eastern with Paul Moth. You are listening to the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, 520 on the long wave. This week on The Great Eastern.
Cannibal zombies sucking the eyes out of their still-living victims.
Maybe in the wasteland of fashion, but it was a wonderful time for the arts.
Recent document declassification has made patterns from the SAS available.
Oh, come on! I won't participate in this ridiculous charade any longer.
Shopping Canada, Iceland, how are all those Santas? And Newfoundland, pencil me in for Punch Bowl Patrol. Today, we sampled a Yule crop of the newest books for the kids on your list. Always great for those who can read. A selection of original hand-carved jobs. What did I miss last year, and what will I miss next? All this for you, with me, on The Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.
It's time once again for WordWorks, and I welcome Kathleen Hanrahan for our regular look at literary stuff. And I must say, Kathleen, what gorgeous boots you have on.
Well, I only wear them down here for you, Paul.
You're so thoughtful. Now, for some reason, we always choose this time of the year to call Kathleen in for a special on books for children.
Well, it's so people can buy books for children for Christmas gifts.
Books?
Why is that so strange?
Well, last year, on your recommendation, Kathleen, I got a book for my nephew Henry.
Oh, good for you, Paul. Did he like it?
Well, I remember him on Christmas morning greedily tearing off the wrapping paper and then sneering and snorting something like ucking ook. My brother Frank cuffed him off the side of the head, and then Henry started throwing up, you know, because he's allergic to massive doses of glucose.
Well, boys of a certain age can be hard to buy for.
Well, not at all, Kate. Sharp handheld weapons are popular, and anything incendiary.
Paul!
Oh, don't worry. Criminal liability prevents me giving sweet little Henry anything with which he might kill or maim himself. Instead, myself and Mom are chipping in on an input jack for his neck.
What?
Yeah, it's the newest thing for video games. You just hardwire the youngster right into it.
God. Well, I suppose it's good for the parents. At least they have a life.
Well, in fact, it was my brother Frank's idea.
There you go.
Books, then. For girls or Nancy boys?
Boys will like this one. Another installment in the Heartstopper series. Buried Alive by Brendan O'Quinn, with truly heart-stopping illustrations by Hilary Steck.
Yeah, that's right. There's a lot of controversy surrounding these popular horror genre books for kids.
Well, the argument in favor being, of course, that they read them.
Mm.
I'm of two minds, though, Paul. I mean, these books are gruesome.
Well, life gets that way, Kathleen. Let them know early what awaits, is what I say.
Well, I don't think they need to be prepared for cannibal zombies sucking the eyes out of their still-living victims.
Well, now, back when I was living in Mexico, you'd see that.
Oh, really? Really? Did it resemble the goings-on in this illustration?
Oh, my. That's very vivid indeed. I see what you mean. Well, that perhaps is a touch strong for children.
Well, regardless of how you or I feel about them, these books do sell, Paul. The first print run of Buried Alive is over 100,000 copies.
Get out.
Oh, yes.
Well, maybe that's my audience. Maybe I should reissue the Rocky Road to Recovery in a children's edition.
The second book on our list has a BCN connection, and frankly, Paul, if it didn't, I would not be including it.
Uncle Jack!
Yes, yes, yes. It's Uncle Jack's Christmas in St. John's.
Yeah, I've read it, and I give it my unqualified recommendation. Two thumbs way up.
Well, I haven't got my thumb up.
Oh, it's fabulous, Kathleen.
Uncle Jack brings the kids into town from Gander Bay. They cut down a Christmas tree on the grounds of Government House. They get arrested.
Oh, but the best part. The cops got to let him go because Uncle Jack has compromising pictures of the police chief engaged in a sex act in a public washroom.
They kill and eat a reindeer.
It's a glorified caribou. Come on.
Kids and guns at Christmas? I don't think so, Paul.
The Grinch had a gun.
He did not.
I'll check later. I'm sure the Grinch was packing.
On a considerably more uplifting note, then, I've brought in... Well, it's a little too big for the table.
That's right. It's over here in the back of the studio, so why don't we just walk over and we'll have a look. Well, it is a big book.
Well, it's another local edition, Ted Finn's 12 Days of Christmas.
This is the sculptor, Ted Finn.
Yes, he's crafted a beautiful 12-page...
Yeah, but 12 pages? The book is $995.
Yes, but Paul, the pages, each for a day of Christmas, are pop-up representations of rooms in a Victorian home during the Yule season. They're beautifully decorated and...
And, I repeat, $995.
No, let's just turn to the... Oh, I know. The living room, right in the middle. Careful.
Holy Mother!
Come on in!
Wow. Can I sit?
Sure.
Oh, look there. The stockings hung by the chimney with care.
No.
Yes. Thank you. Oh, this is comfortable. Wow, everything is so real.
Value for money?
Is that a... Oh, whatever. Next. I'm converted, Kathleen. Children will have a gas climbing all over Ted Finn's 12 days. And for only $995, it looks to offer hours of fun. Well, thanks for doing this gift book chat with us.
Oh, my pleasure, Paul.
And do you have any plans for the holiday season, Kathleen?
Get the shopping out of the way, put in the Stilton and the port wine, and read.
That sounds sensible and wonderful. I think I'll just doze off in this... comfy chair. Joyeux Noël, Kathleen.
Have a wonderful season, Paul.
Thanks.
And give my best to your mom. She's still with us, isn't she?
Kathleen, she's just signed up for jiu-jitsu at the Y. A woman 90-odd years of age. There's just no stopping her.
Here in Iceland, it is the season for peace also. That's because we are merry and gay. Why not? Join me, Bjarne Gudmundsson, for Iceland Report, when this week we play Happy Christmas. Ha-ha! There's too much to do in the land of 13 Santas, you can imagine. 2, elves came from here. Don't even mention it. The wrapping of solstice gifts and puddings, so much, get out. And we have tale-tellings. That's gonna be tall ones. Old Colum Killy's coming, and other spirits celebrating in festive maidens. Christianity, that's the one. So, put your shoes on. There's something good in them. With me, Bjarne Gudmundsson, in Iceland Report, the Nights of Sunday at BCN.
The obligation to shop is again upon us, and so it is once more time for the Avalon East Craft Fair. It's always a busy event. Craftspeople from all over the province bring their wares here to the Great Templar Hall to exploit Yuletime commercial desperation. Scowling at me now, oh come on, it's true, is the president of the Terra Nova Craft Persons Association, Nancy Dahl.
Well, giving is one of the pleasures of the Christmas season, Paul.
Certainly for those lucky enough to hold stock in credit companies. Correct me if I'm wrong, Nancy, but can I not actually smell warm plastic in here?
Sales have been good.
And while I would really like to stand by my principles and not buy any gifts this year, my aged mother has an amazing capacity to telepathically transmit guilt.
That's fascinating.
Did you ever see the movie Carrie? It's kind of like that, only the lead's old and bitter. Anyway, there are dozens of booths, so let's get to it.
Follow me. Yeah. Oh, here's a booth that's been with the fair for 12 years. Doilies by Denise.
Oh, great. Mom loves a doily.
Well, Denise offers more than just doilies. You can see a whole line of macrame articles.
What's this?
That's a door muff.
And these?
Hedge covers for the garden.
Very useful. But looking at the price tags, Nancy, I'm inclined to move on.
That's a good price.
Sure. Now, what's the hot item this year?
Recent document declassification has made patterns from the SAS available.
SAS?
Yes, the Special Army Stitchers. Oh. During the war, some of the island's best knitters were gathered in a secret facility near Lumsden Park to knit for the war effort.
Oh, I like this sweater. Cripes, it weighs a ton.
Yes, and it's a triple XL. Try it on.
Normally I wear a double XL.
Let's say they make them small.
Okay, let's... Well, for our radio listeners, the sweater is a gorgeous ivory and white, shot through with light gray, it is warm.
These were knit for paratroopers being dropped over Norway in winter conditions.
I, I'm baking in this thing.
Knit to high Arctic standards, they can withstand wind chill factors of minus 70. Yeah. An added benefit to such heavy construction being that the sweater's bulletproof to low caliber. Are you okay?
Oh, it's so hot in here. Here,
let me help you. Here.
It's extraordinary. Oh, do they make them in a droopy cardigan, Nancy? After all, that's my look, you know.
No, I'm afraid not.
No. Oh, what are those?
Those are hand-carved old Newfoundland sex toys made from birch and maple.
Hardwoods.
Of course.
Now, this is an old jack-a-juicer from the Stephenville area. And here's a spinster paddle from Exploits.
Yes.
Handmade, you said.
There are, of course, different traditions from all over the island. This object here, if you'll help me lift it. The badger driver, used by lonely woodsmen.
Yeah, one either side, I guess.
And there are one-man models, but they seem to be sold out.
Damn. Okay, let's move on.
The Wolverine.
Jeez, I saw it coming right for me. Well, one Wolverine encounter a lifetime is enough for any man, Nancy. Is it ever convincing?
Raymond Palestra is called a super hyper-realist.
And these are what, prints?
Yes.
Like serigraphs or...
They're offset reproductions of lithographs, actually. Each one is signed by the artist.
$500?
Yes, but you see, each one is signed by the artist.
But, how many are produced?
Well, to ensure limited editions and thus appreciation, the plant producing the prints was closed down and the staff fired after the run.
Oh, well, that's different.
Peckish?
As a matter of fact, yes.
Then over here, this year we have our broadest selection of preserves and comestibles.
Look at this. 2 servings of baked apple jam in a $20 jar.
These are very interesting. Just taste.
Oh, God.
That's kelp jelly. Whoa. And here we have sea urchin jam. And this is fascinating. Eel pout in dogberry syrup. All produced using underutilized species.
Well, here, you eat it.
No, thanks.
Nancy, doll, thank you for this.
And for your mom?
I'm thinking maybe just a box of chocolates, eh?
I'm Rita Malloy with some BCN programming highlights. Snow tires for the truck, the new secretary's legs, and a nice spot for a nap. Get inside Dad's head when Symposium presents From Rage to Despair, Discovering Our Fathers. The 12-part series begins Monday night at 7 with Out in the Shed, an examination of the hiding father phenomenon. Head for home, Symposium. Tasting aphids to predict thunder, gusty crown or barometric dementia, and an Ian Bay Vert that blows up like a balloon before it snows. Local weather lore on World Weather Watch with Erling Biggs Sunday at 2. Also this week, Murray Sneed from the St. John's Weather Office will tell the kids how to build their own weather station using only cookie dough and an empty aerosol container. On Wednesday evenings at 10, it's Scott Free with former member of the Newfoundland Bar, Bunker Witten. This week, Selling Your Story with special guest entertainment lawyer Marty Barrett. Balancing time served with residual rights, the felonies in highest demand, and hiring a writer before you testify. And a note here for fans of BCN's trivia show, What Do You Know? Host Rock Hiscock has been found and is recovering comfortably in a St. John's area hospital. The family thanks you for all of your notes of concern and kindness. A full week of entertaining and informative programming, only on BCN 520.
Hark, what soft through curtains of snow does sound. What muffled tone in the ear is found. The baffling ballyhoo known from east to west as the What's That Noise from Newfoundland contest. Fans from far and wide engage in conjecture re our noise. They show their sagacity and exhibit their poise. Now it's time for engineer Hollis Duffett to play that noise. So Hollis, don't fluff it. Oh, man, enough of the rhyming couplets. We'll get too much of that over the next couple of weeks. So, let's go all the way down here and scratch the bottom of the mailbag and pull out this. It's an email from John Malum, who lives here in the home counties, in St. John's, as a matter of fact. And John writes, I think the new noise is the sound of construction at the new St. John's Municidrome. Hollis Duffett, the final authority in these matters, is looking at me now, and... Yes! John Malum, St. John's! The dynamiting of tunnels and steam shoveling of debris, all paving way for the mighty Municidrome. I guess those bowl-shaped hats supporters of the project were wearing had the desired effect. With snow general over the island, I should get me one of those hats. Anyway, John, you are now the lucky owner of a highly sought-after BCN commemorative T-shirt, just in time for Christmas. When one noise is guest here, we start all over again with a brand new one. Okay, get your pen and paper ready. I'll give you our address just as soon as Hollis Duffett gives you... One moment, please. I'm being handed a note here. It's from Ish Lundrigan, our director of radio, to remind me that the contest is actually being put in hibernation over Christmas to make room for special Great Eastern seasonal programming specials, and that we'll have a new noise for you in the new year. Well, there you have it. And there's also a second note. It seems that the BCN Classic T-shirt is being phased out, and that after current supplies are depleted, the mold will be broken. Last go-around for BCN Classic Tees. Wow, what's the world going to look like without them? Time for some music. From the land of the midnight sun, here are Treacle with All the Young Men. I'm comfortably ensconced at the Café des Poseurs. It's a Tony bistro in the old town that proves a magnet for the artistic set. Before me, a frothing latte. And joining me are BCN Entertainment Beatrix, Geraldine Cumby, and freelance fashion spotter, Lawrence Royce Hiscock.
Hello.
Oh, now, you two, you promised to bury the hatchet while I rolled the tape.
He started it.
What? That'd be ridiculous.
Oh, you ordered that double chocolate thing right after I told you I was off dessert.
If I'd wanted to make a comment out of that, darling, I would have ordered a tart.
Oh.
Come on, Paul, let's get this over with.
Okay, it's mandatory for all media programs in Canada to do a year in review and a trends of the coming one panel, so
let me be the first to pronounce last year totally passé.
How so, Larry?
Everything that happened was a dreadfully tedious fiasco, and I simply can't wait for the beastly thing to end.
Pretty categorical there. And what about you, Geraldine? Are you so down on the Annas past?
What's that supposed to mean?
It was last year as horribilous as Larry seems to think.
Maybe in the wasteland of fashion, but it was a wonderful time for the arts.
E.g., dearie.
The emergence of the rage against rage movement in theater.
Narcotic.
The body-piercing retrospective at the Boron.
Beyond yesterday.
The comeback of the New Forms Festival.
Derivative of itself, darling.
Well, Geraldine?
All right, it wasn't much of a year.
I sense that without really knowing it. But how about the coming cycle? Anything that we can look forward to?
No, not that I can see.
No.
No, for it to be 1995 again.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Why was 95 so special? No, really.
The resurgence of swinging London, Paul.
The Spice Bud.
Alex McQueen putting the cat back in the catwalk.
But those all turned out to be empty hype.
Talk about missing the point.
Well, I guess that's it then. Recent past, zero. Immediate future, nil.
And Paul, sports analogies are out.
Okay, well, since I hold you two trend experts captive, I'd like some advice. I've been invited by a certain friend to attend a swelligant New Year's soiree in Toronto. Media celebs, rock stars, that sort of thing.
Really, rock stars in Toronto?
What I wanted to know was what to wear and all that sort of thing.
Relax, we'll take you to Hercules Man Size, Dino De Laurentiis Tux, the usual accessories.
I don't know, that place is pretty expensive.
You'll look great! All the other guys will be wearing Philippe Dubuc and Denomi Vincent.
What to wear is hardly the point there, Paul.
Do's and don'ts are the thing.
And how?
Such as?
Whatever you do, don't bring a cell to the party.
No problem. I don't have a cell phone.
No, you have to have a cell, not to bring.
People will know.
Rent one now and practice not taking it around.
All right.
Try to look disaffected.
Yes, you always seem far too interested in things, Paul.
Yes, far too interested.
Really? Am I?
There you are! You're doing it again!
Oh, sorry.
Arrive late, then leave between 1:45 and 10 to midnight.
For where?
The real party.
But I don't know where the real party is.
There isn't a real party.
What?
But as long as you're not seen anywhere after midnight, you can claim later that you were at the real party. They really go for that one in Toronto.
You'll be attending this New Year's soiree avec...
I don't think I should say.
Oh, come on! I won't participate in this ridiculous charade any longer. It's the worst kept secret in Canadian broadcasting. He's having a thing with Avril Benoit.
Isn't he that new player that the Montreal Canadiens brought up?
She happens to host the national CBC Daily program this morning.
I've never heard it.
Jealousy looks rather dreary on you, Geraldine.
I'm not the one who trashed his hotel room at the news that Peter Mansbridge had married Cynthia Dale.
You bitch! How dare you! I'm leaving! Why don't you just throw yourself at him?
Bye! There he goes, the queen of yesterday!
Well.
So.
Check, please.
Coast to coast in Newfoundland. You're listening to BCN, the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland.
The new year is approaching, and it is not without a certain amount of dread that I look forward into my 50th year. If I think about it, and believe me, I have been thinking about it, but how ridiculous. I've even considered, what, evasion, running, deking, zigzagging, blocking out, refusing to acknowledge, ignoring, whatever. Fruitless. Tick-tock. Tick-tock. Nonetheless, everybody tries it. Fess up. I mean, Blaine Hart, our soi-disant techno-geek, was complaining about turning 30 the other day. Felt like wringing his scrawny little neck. Just looking at him, I know that dork is going to waste the 20 years he has on me. Mark my words. I'm sorry. Sometimes it seems my whole life is on a runaway train, past the sleeping switchman, roaring down the wrong track and barreling through all the stations. I look up at the engineer, and whoever it is that's driving is dressed in a black cape with a peaked hood and a scythe. In a way, I'm not sure what it is I'm so worried about. I come from good genes. Mom and her sisters have all lived into their 90s. Aunt Betty made it to 100. And people say I do take after my mother. So, the whole province, it seems to me, shares this midlife crisis. It, too, the province, turns 50 next year. I've observed my peers go through the same harrowing change in life, and it's not a pretty sight. Trading in the dependable Volvo for a speedy sports car, leaving the wife for a young secretary, holding their head in their hands in despair and deciding, that's it, I'm going to get the weave. I make this commitment to you. I won't do it. I won't embarrass myself, or this program, or this station. Unfortunately, I cannot make the same commitment for this province.
The Great Eastern issues forth to you in a Christmas disposition of giving from our studios in the Old Town. Kudos to our publicly spirited engineer, Hollis Duffett, out to work on the Santa Claus parade this afternoon, and Ish Lundrigan, as always, our director of radio. Send your seasonal messages to us at 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, A1C1H5, or email us at greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. Visit our website, www.greateastern.cbc.ca, and check out the non-fattening ingredients. My name is Paul Moth. Join me again next week for the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.
Malloy. On behalf of everyone here at the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, I extend wishes for the very best of this holiday season to you and yours.